This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Tu Be'av. Tu Be'av is a day that is considered in Klal Yisrael a day of Shiduchim. And that is really brought in the end of the Gemara in Ta'anit, that the girls would come out to the fields, and so did the boys that were not married, and they would find a good Shiduch. The girls would convince the boys with whatever they would have to offer, which means those that looked well, they would say to the boys, Nu elechem, layofi, she'en isha ela layofi. Since you're looking for a good girl, a good-looking girl is something that we can offer you. Those that didn't have good looks, but they had a good family, they would say that, Nu elechem lemishpacha, most important thing is a family. She'en isha ela lebanim, since you're going to have children from us, and therefore, it's very important that those children would have a good family. But then you would have girls that would not have not a family and not beauty. And therefore, what would they say? How would they convince the boys to marry them? They would say, Kuh mikrechem l'shem shamayim. Marry us l'shem shamayim. Don't look at things that are not so important as looks and family. Most important is l'shem shamayim. But they would add to that, Uvilvad she'te'atrunu bezeuvim. Cover us with gold jewelry. Now I heard from Rav Cheskiel Mishkovsky the question over here. What does that mean? They have nothing to offer and they're coming with a demand. We're willing to marry you. Do it l'shem shamayim, although we don't have what to offer. But we're asking you and demanding that you should cover us with gold jewelry. How could that be? He said, beautiful pshat. He said that when you come with a prayer already, when you have nothing at all, therefore, when you come to ask and you have nothing at all, you can ask anything. And that is the idea of a woman that comes to the Shiduchim stage and she doesn't have much hope. She doesn't see that she has much to offer. She puts her bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then she comes up with a certain bitachon and emunah that fills her up, and she says, you know what? Now that I have HaKadosh Baruch Hu with me, I can ask for anything. I can have everything. A woman that can hold on to something that she has already, beauty, family, she doesn't have that feeling of bitachon. She's not completely elevated to that stage as a woman that comes in when she has nothing to offer. And therefore, when she comes in to the parasha of Shiduchim, she can ask for anything as those women did over here. That's not the only place. We found this many places. Like, for instance, in Brachot, the Gemara tells us about Chana. Chana didn't have children for a long time. And she prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and she prayed, and she tried, but she couldn't have children. So when she prayed, she would say the following words, V'natata lahamatecha zera anashim. When she asked that she should have a child, she was speaking to Ali, she would say, Natata la'amatecha zera anashim. I'm asking that you should give me zera anashim. What's zera anashim? I'm a rav, gavra beguvrin, a very, very special person. I want something very high. Shmuel amar, zera shemoshech shnei anashim. I want a child that would be moshech, that would anoint two people, Maninun, Shaul, v'David, that he would be the one anointing Shaul v'David, which means she's asking for very high demands. Rabbi Yochanan amar, even more than that, Rabbi Yochanan says, Zera sheshakul k'shnei anashim, u'maninun, Moshe v'Aaron. I want a child that would be equal to Moshe v'Aaron, just like the Pasuk says, Moshe v'Aaron b'kanav, Shmuel b'korei shmo, which means she's asking over here for a lot. She's demanding. How could that be? Because when you have nothing, you turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can ask for anything already. And that is what the pshat over here. We're here today in behalf of Yad Lachim. Yad Lachim was doing so much for Klal Yisrael, saving Jews from the thorns of the Arabs, ladies that were kidnapped by Arabs, they hold by Arab villages. And we now they have an idea to start something called Tu Be'av Together. And that is something that you'll find on July 27th, 10 a.m. Eastern Time. All Jews around the globe will get together to read Tehillim. All together. Together with that, you'll have 10 Talmidei Chachamim sitting and reading Tehillim and the great sage of Yonatan ben Uziel. And now, imagine all these Jews getting together, expected 500,000 Jews around the globe, getting together to read Tehillim exactly on the same time, on July 27th, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. 8 capitals, Mizmorim of Tehillim, that all Jews around the world would read together to benefit those that need a shiduch. And as we said, and Kel Kabir lo imas tfilat rabim, a Kadosh Baruch Hu for sure would listen to the enormous amount of people praying together to a Kadosh Baruch Hu in behalf of those brothers that, and sisters that are not married yet. And this idea of Yad Lachim, that encouraged by many rabbis, would be put together at that time. Those that want to sign up their name for the 10 Talmidei Chachamim reading Tehillim and praying for them at a mukkah free of charge should go to tubeavtogether.com, put your name in there, get that time on Tu B'Av, 10 a.m., ready and free, so you can read together Tehillim. And Be'ezrat Hashem, we should see in Binyan Yerushalayim this year, and many of those that are not yet Meshudach, those that are not married yet, should find their Shiduch very, very quickly.
Just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.